Begin the Quran daf, Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah daf, Tes, begin on the base, begin the Tes, Masla, begin with the Gemara, Kilus on the Teshiva Asiri, if he eats on the 9th of Tishrei, it's as if he fasted the 9th and the 10th, which claim it, says what it really means to say is, meaning, Kamoisha Tzibach, Adish Bochul, the Sanders, the Sanders, as if Hashem had commanded him to fast, and he fasted. Aval Hashta, Vadi, Osla, Sanders, definitely now, of course, it's forbidden to fast, that Mavre de Ravina, Kuli, Shata, Vyosa, Tanisa, actually all year he would fast, Labarme, Tzad, except for Shuls, or Puriam Purim, Valium the Gipurah and Erevium the Gipurim. So in other words, not like it's saying that actually now is to be fasted, as if Hashem commanded him to fast and he fasted, then it would be, but of course, obviously now he can't fast. And the Sublik Rebbe Kiva, he holds a Rebbe Kiva that learns out the laws of, meaning this Mabere Davuna didn't fast in Erevium Kippurim, holds a Rebbe Kiva that holds it to service from a different pasuk. And from Erevium Yisrael Shazek, there's a Chaydish, he learns out that you should eat, and as if you fasted. Why? Dikri Bishmol. Because actually, Hillary was less than half the drasha. Does have this drasha, and therefore you don't see that you actually have to eat on every Yom Kippurim. And Ubachinicha, and with this, it actually makes sense that we're saying that this, if it's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippurim, it's a machlikis. Is nicha hotel kama hasam? This I think Gemara doesn't say. But the Akol Ma'ariv Mamun agrees about Yom Kippurim, every Yom Kippurim, the Lechem, that you have to have an eating. Because Amos Ma'ariv says, like we said by Shavuos, because actually it's not true. By Shavuos, every Yom Kippurim, you have to eat, but every Yom Kippurim, like we're saying, it's actually totally machlikis. That's not necessarily according to everyone that the mitzvah eat on every Mekipurim, like we say according to Bishmal. Kinnak says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Yovel He, which, what's that coming to tell us? That Lias Asa, Bezriya, Bekatsira, to tell us that this year is going to be Asa with planting and with harvesting, that you shouldn't plant and you shouldn't harvest. Even though you didn't do what's called Shemadzkark, which is Sadzachis, Labayim, but you're able to give back the fields to its owners in Yovel, but still, that's what's saying that the Reb is coming to tell us. That doesn't depend on that, and still going to be considered as yevul to have the isure karka. The pasuk is expounded only what says right before it, but not before it, and not what's after it. Period. Twice explained. What does that mean to say? Miut the he when it says yevul he, which is a miut, which is saying it's only going to be yevul if you have this. Mukmina kriyas dera. That was saying it goes what's right before it, which is freeing the slaves. She lefana, which is before it. But like kiyas the lefana, but not regarding blowing shabbat, which is before it. But like shmata, not regarding returning the land. The lachah, which afterwards the chesed basiv, because it's right after that. Shabbat mishal lechuzasai, that every man will return to his ancestral land. Bishal mashmak the true, every man will return to his family. Aye, but then there's by the way a question about mukmina ribu do yevul. Aye, there's two things. There's a ribu of yevul and there's a miyat. The next word of he. So I was saying the Rebu that it's going to be considered Yevul in all circumstances, even if Nefon of Achab to what's before and what's after, meaning even if you don't have those things. So that's Taiz Tupshad. Either Mishum Dibam and Amidar Shachab, because in general that's how we expound as the Hacham Mukim Utim Bididame, only because here we have a Niyad. So you see what's similar, which is right before it, but in general, that you would include everything. Or Inami, or additionally, Rebu the Yevul, Nash Meshriba Hakasab, Shibacholi, New Yevul. The word, when you say Yevul, it's on all circumstances, it can be Yevul, which sounds like no matter what it's missing. And only because the he is excluding, and that's going to be only what's lefan of, I know the face is vacham chavdan bezim mask with mikra. Here next face mask, the beginning words of the Gemara, the fill of chutzlarts, that even in chutzlarts, that the halach of Yevul is going to apply. Now, Taisa points out, the Rebisi, my Rebisi agrees that Yevul applies in chutzlarts, mitikamalev, and the fact that his wording previously was quoted as saying, it's not possible that you don't have someone at the other end of the world that didn't send free slaves. I'm saying the word besaybun sounds like it's even the chutzlarts. Now, the problem is, but he really uses this drasha for something else. Says Taisa, Vashem Nafik Makrachin, and maybe he learns it out from somewhere else, this halacha that it's even the chutzlarts. Because again, from Yaibul, which the Rabban learned out to tell your Reboy, the chutzlarts, but they hold all three criteria necessary. Basically, learns out to tell you that no, even if you're missing one of the criteria. So obviously, says Taisa, maybe he knows it from somewhere else. To the next Taisa Master, begin with the Gemara Mavrich. What does that mean? Kaifif. He bends the branch into the ground. He covers it with the earth. And he cuts it in the middle of where it's bent down. And that branch goes out to a different direction. And bent away a little bit from the primary tree. And that's mabrik. It's like a type of a planting. Mark of grafting. That's where you graft one tree into another one. Now, Mashmat says, it sounds like from our sugyum that the mabrik of markiv, this planting the branch and from one tree into the ground and markup and grafting is chayv arla, would be chayv and arla, because that's what we're learning, that it's gonna, if it counts for a year or not for the years of arla. But one thing is that the laws of arla apply to it. But says things are difficult. Why? Because the parent comes to arla and the first parent left mishnah. Hey, mashman sounds like a couple put in arla. It sounds like actually grafting is exempt from arla because and b'tanim b'toris kamen. So do we learn b'toris kamen? Says when the tatim you should plant it. Planting sounds like you're taking the initial seed and you're planting it. Problem, mavrich or markim. That's coming to exclude if you're planting the branch from the tree when it's still connected to the tree, and Marker when you're grafting. Makana Ta'imah says the Raisa, may you say that Sipukavan, the Sipuk Sipukon, Avapi, Shebrichad Barth, although you're planting into the ground, Mutter, it's going to be permitted. There's no problem about Arla. Now, Taisik just explains the wording. What does this word Sipuk mean by the grapevine? This Koloshna Harkav Bilan, it's the same thing with Harkav, grafting means by trees. Now, what you grafted in 1 year, and then it produces branches, and then you go take those, and then you graft those, next year, so that's what the words mean. But one thing you see is that Markiv, Harkava, and Mavrich and Markiv are exempt from Arla, but in Asuk it sounds like that there's a chiv. What you can say is the hasam there to makashal nevskam me'abia. That's where you did not detach the branch from its original tree. Ubilin zaken, and it's connected to an old tree, which is exempt from arla. But also here is kishen nevskam me'abia, where you told me we detach from its primary source. Like it's obvious when the Gemara later on, the moed l'mishas nedazi that you count from the time when you planted, and therefore that's why here we say it's chayim, and then we say it's potter. Now, you have to analyze. You have a shaykh l'shnui hachi, who could have given a similar answer, the parak m'shul v'chon, and the Gemara said that memgil on this. Where the halacha said that you come back if you, from those who have to fight the war, because Mabrich, because he went and he grafted a tree, he went and planted the branch in the ground, and it wasn't finished yet, so he comes back. And the question is, but one source says that you don't. Mishan the Gemara answers, oh, kamar kovas hetter. When he went, did a prohibited grafting, so that's not considered as planting, it doesn't come back. When he did a permitted one, then he does. But Tosfos is bothered. He says, why couldn't you say this chiluk that we're saying? That if it's disconnected from the source, so it's considered its own sapling, and therefore there's a chiyuv of arla, therefore you chayz mar chamachama. When it wasn't attached, it's considered part of the old tree, then you wouldn't come back for the chamachama. That's the question Tosfos says we have to be medaktika. The next test master, the beginning of the Gemara, mutal kam b'shvis, and permitted to maintain it in the Shemitah year. Which Tosfos says, la'batzach l'misni b'shvis. You didn't have to say that you allowed to maintain it in the Shemitah year, because given the tone of Reisha Erev Shvis, once you already said in the first part of the statement, we're talking about Erev Shemitah, obviously when we're saying that you could maintain it, but obviously we're talking about in the Shemitah year. Now, so therefore says Tosfos, matechah medaktik, and therefore there are those who are medaktik and analyze from this. That's like a tchilish or elita that's coming to tell me that even initially one is permitted to plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's what it's saying, that it's coming to tell you that it's actually permitted to do this. And Tosfos says you should know this, a proof that, yeah, even like a tchili, a lot of planted, is l'kaman mukmin l'kerem meyer, because later on the Gemara tells that this halacha is like a meyer. Now, apparently, there's talking in the Gemara, the Gemara says, l'kaman l'kerem meyer, the Gemara tells according to meyer dama, that he says, b'nei tev b'shbiyas, someone plants in the Shemitah, yibim b'shege b'im amazin, whether by mistake, or deliberately, you have to uproot it. Now, what's the reason why if you did it by mistake you have to uproot it? Because Mefarash Hashem explains it, but the next Rosh Hashanah is that the people are considered suspect regarding Shemitah. Yeah? If we penalize them, that even if he did it, so to speak, by mistake, you have to uproot it so that he shouldn't come to do it and say, oh, he did it by mistake. Now, Avol Ilav Hakam Lefnav Fadam, but like you would be permitted to maintain it. Kedam Aslam, the Gemara says about it. Im Kainer, that's the case of Taisis, Im Hoye Kantrum, if it would be any prohibition over here, Lohim Aslam, he would not have permitted you to maintain it. We're saying you let him maintain it. Obviously, not only you let him maintain it, but even initially you let him go ahead and do it, because if there was any suspicion, we would tell you at least initially you're not allowed to do it, and then we wouldn't even let you maintain it, because you would have to uproot it. Now, Lakaman Namakatani, similarly, the Gemara says later on, you're not planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, it sounds like it was 30 days. That noitim, that you're allowed to go ahead, like Getchila, and even initially go ahead and plant it. Now, this that the Gemara tells us, according to one that says it has to be 30 days, actually means it has to be 30 and 30, because 30 to take root and then 30 to have been in the ground before Rosh Hashanah. So Mukli Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam actually says it's regarding the laws of Orla that you need to have 60 days. But Lilin Shvi is not regarding the laws of Shemitah. Like I'm going to explain later on. Now, says Taisis, Medikama, from the fact that the words are Mutta Lekayim, you let him maintain it, which again we're saying is going regarding Orla, but Masha sounds like it's Kilas Alita, that actually initially you're not allowed to plant. And only if you plant it, then you let him maintain it. Because the Ilikat Kilashari, again, this is based on if you explain it regarding Orla. Because the Ilikat Kilashari, because if you think initially you're allowed to go and plant it, so Mashaikh Mutta Lekayim, so why saying you let him maintain it? What do you mean let him maintain? You let him even go ahead and initially plant like that. Bashem Batai says, no, maybe I did the way the mistake save for us to come, since the same wanted to say you're not allowed to maintain, you have to actually even rip it out. So Tana Rishon Mutla Gemma, the Rishon says allowed to maintain it, but really it's not only allowed to maintain it, actually even allowed to plant it before that time in regards to the halachas of Arlo. Now, this is a retain, it's a wonder. Because the parakeh based the Shvi is none. The second parakeh Shemitah, and the first mission taught the Maisla, parakeh Kamed the Maikot, is also brought in the first parakeh Maikot of Gimel Beis, Shachoshim Masad Elam and Adah Pesach, allowed to go ahead and plow a wheat field up in the place. Regarding the orchard, Adah Tess and Tosh Shavuos. The difficulty is, if you tell me that even initially you're allowed to go and plant 30 days before Shoshana, as we just finished discussing, so am I also lachrish? So then why are you allowed to go ahead? Why are you forbidden to plow? What do you mean? Why are you saying you can't plow past Pesach? Shabbos, you have to plow up until 30 days before Shoshana. Rambam says no, because we were not as stringent by planting, which yeah, that you could do up until 30 days before Shoshana, as much as plowing, which we said you can't even do all the way back from Pesach and Shavuos. Why? From the Shavuos, we find that the biblical halacha of Tesefes or Shemitah is not a problem by planting. It's only a problem by plowing. The Chassid Mikra, which the Pasuk says explicitly, like we explained the Ramanam, and therefore that's why we're more stringent over there, and we can't do plowing up until 30 days before, and it has to stop from Pesach and Shavuos, depending if it's a wheat field or it's an orchard. Well, additionally, Tesefes says you could give a reasoning, whoever plows on before the Shemitah year, that's to help it and to make it better for the Shemitah year, because that's what plowing does. Plowing prepares it for next year. But you shouldn't make it forbidden to plant because the tree is growing in the Shemitah year. Because the Cholilon is not Migdal Gadni Libra Shavis. What I mean, every tree continues growing in the Shemitah year. And you'll never be able to plant at all. So obviously, that's why we're more stringent by the laws of Erev Shemitah for Harisha than it is, meaning that, and that's what Pesach Shavuos, than it is from that of planting. Sham explains a different reason. Rishman said the Shavuos, like I seen the Hasim, because the gears over there is a Bolama Adat Teres. Why is it forbidden up until Shavuos? Oh, because Ad Kanu Yavol Pri. Up until this point, it's still good for the fruits of this year, so it's not doing for the next Shemitah year. Become Elch Menavu Pares. From here and on, it's ruining the pears, and since it's not effective for the tree, so it's only doing it for the ground for the Shemitah, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Aye, but Tanya, I will learn the Brisa. Echadil and Sark, Echadil and Michael. That Yishami asked. Aye, we said even by a barren tree and a fruit tree. What do you mean? A barren tree, so you're not ruining any pears. So why is it forbidden to plow before the Shemitah year? Oh, the Yishami answers that even by a barren tree, it would make sense to make it forbidden because Adkan Ma'ava occurs. Up until this point, the Pesach and Shavuos, at least it makes the beams of the tree thicker. So it's better for the tree itself. After this point, it makes it weaker, and therefore, obviously, you're not doing it for the tree for this year, you're rather doing it for the ground for next year, and therefore, it's going to be forbidden. Oh, so, according to this reasoning, it makes sense. Because the since it doesn't help the tree from here and on, so that's going to be trees. It looks like he's preparing the field for the Shemitah year, and therefore, it's going to be usher. But regarding, again, planting, it doesn't apply that reasoning, because planting helps for the tree the moment that you plant it, and it doesn't look like you're planting for the Shemitah year. And again, therefore, by planting, we let up until 30 days, whereas by Harisha, we already say it's forbidden from Pesach and Shavuos, depending if it's a stay Ilan or a stay lover.